And Heather, I'm going to turn it over to you for the next slide.
Thank you, Kathleen, and thank you, distinguished members of the committee. The first of six coastal and marine working group strategies that the group identified is to track climate impacts to support decision making. So this essentially means monitoring for both the biological and the physical impacts of climate change, as well as how those impacts affect people living in coastal communities. And this information needs to be collected in a way that informs mitigation or carbon emission cutting measures, as well as the adaptation measures that Kathleen alluded to earlier. So we identified three major series of actions. First, establishing a state level climate collaborative. Secondly, collecting and assessing and sharing information on how climate change is impacting Maine's coastal and marine areas in order to support decision making, particularly at the local level. And finally, leveraging existing programs. We have a lot of great programs in this state, led by state agencies, by nonprofit organizations, the academic community, as well as citizen scientists. And we can leverage those existing programs in order to more effectively track climate impacts to support decision making. It's important to note that many of these existing programs were not designed initially to monitor climate impacts. And so there's already been adjustment and innovation to enable that to occur. As an example, if you look on the right here, these are images from Maine DMR and Maine DEP, where their scientists are in the field tracking change in coastal marine fisheries and also in salt marshes. The second strategy identified by the Coastal and Marine Working Group focuses on technical assistance and outreach. And the idea here is that in coordination with that statewide monitoring collaborative, there's two different targeted conduits by which information, including that monitoring information mentioned before, is directed to the people who need it and who are making decisions. The Coastal and Marine Information Exchange is tailored to municipal officials and community residents and other local decision makers, so that decision support tools and information that's needed when you renovate your home or land use ordinances are revised, the information that's needed related to climate impacts are available. Secondly, a second channel for conduit of information is through the Maine Seafood Business Council. And here the intention is to provide information for Maine seafood harvesters and shoreside businesses and working waterfront community to adapt and improve their situation in the face of climate change impacts, and also to be able to make business planning decisions in a way that minimize uncertainty and maximize the support available from the emerging information through the monitoring network and other sources. And an example of how this is already happening is on the right here. You can see a picture of a shellfish harvester interacting with students through the Maine Shellfish Resilience Network. And this is a statewide network involving more than 20 municipalities and community organizations throughout Maine, where people are working together to solve challenges related to shellfish management at the local level in partnership. And back to Kathleen for strategy three.